Terre Haute is finally back on track to get a casino more than 2 years after the legislature made it possible. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports, the Indiana Gaming Commission chose Churchill Downs Wednesday as the operator of the new facility.
The Terre Haute Casino got derailed after the Gaming Commission chose not to renew the license of the original operator, Lucy Luck, earlier this year. After a new bidding process, it chose a newcomer to the Indiana gaming industry, Churchill Downs. Its CEO, Bill Carstangen, says he thinks his bid was the most specific and detailed of the four applications.
I think there was just a belief that we could meet our promises like we have in our other projects, and it was clear we're ready to go and we have the financing to do it.
Terre Haute Mayor Duke Bennett says he's relieved that the casino will finally be a go.
It's going to be great to work with a professional group like Churchill Downs, and we'll just move forward in a partnership that'll benefit the city and the county both.
An independent analysis projects a $76 million annual impact from the new casino. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.